All the boys at Big Nick's Auto watch with envious thirst.
Hi, boys.
As Michelle, the big-titted, brown-haired, blue-eyed bombshell of a border collie, bounces into the shop. She struts in with her thick hips swaying under tight denim shorts, a cropped white tee barely containing her heavy tits, nipples clearly outlined in the thin fabric. Her tail flicks with every step, a teasing rhythm that makes every man pause mid-turn, mid-weld, mid-conversation. Wrenches hang loosely in gloved hands as they watch her cross the oil-stained concrete, the air thick with the scent of grease and summer heat. She weaves past stacks of tires and tool carts until she reaches D, her big wolf boyfriend. He towers over her, black and gray fur streaked with sweat and engine grime, muscles flexing under his sleeveless work shirt, as he turns to her with that silent, possessive hunger. Every other guy burns with jealousy, wanting to be him, wanting to grip those plush hips and rut her dumb until she's squealing his name. But knowing they'll never get more than a passing glance, she sets his lunch down, her cleavage spilling as she bends forward just enough for everyone to see, before he grabs the food and wolfs it down with mechanical speed, barely tasting it. He doesn't care about lunch, it's just fuel to get through the day. What he craves is dessert. As he finishes, he wipes his mouth with the back of his paw, eyes never leaving her, his silent dominance making her thighs rub together in anticipation. Without a word, he grabs her wrist and leads her out into the blinding sun of the parking lot. The boys pretend to keep working, but every one of them watches from the corner of their eyes as the two disappear behind the tinted windows of his old black muscle car. The back seat is always down, a single stained blanket thrown over the cracked leather, his little private den for fucking her senseless away from cameras or cops. She climbs in first, knees on the blanket, her tail flicking excitedly as he climbs in behind and closes the door. The windows fog almost instantly. He shoves her forward onto her elbows, yanking down those tight denim shorts to reveal her glistening collie pussy already dripping for him. The car rocks slightly on its shocks as he crawls up behind her, big hands gripping her hips so hard her flesh dimples around his fingers. He doesn't bother with gentleness. His cock is out and shoved inside her in a single brutal thrust, splitting her open with a needy whine muffled against the old blanket. He snarls under his breath, fucking her with heavy, punishing strokes, the car creaking with each rutting slam as sweat drips down his chest onto her back. The smell of sex fills the humid interior, mixing with old leather, stale cigarette smoke, and sun-baked asphalt. Her tits bounce wildly under her shirt, the fabric riding up to reveal her toned belly and the soft rise of her breasts, nipples dragging against the rough blanket with every thrust. The windows shake as his rhythm picks up, each savage drive of his cock forcing her to brace harder, fingers clutching at the worn upholstery. Meanwhile, back inside, the boys can't see a thing through the steamed glass. But they can imagine every moment. The wolf's thick cock pounding into her creamy collie cunt. The sound of wet slaps and soft, broken gasps. He He leans over her, pressing her down flat to the seat as his knot swells, stretching her open until her body twitches uncontrollably under him. He snarls in satisfaction as he locks inside her, grinding deep, emptying himself into her in long, forceful pulses, while her thighs quake and her toes curl against the metal footwell. Her mind goes blank under the flood of heat and fullness, body shivering as he keeps her pinned beneath his massive weight. His teeth scraping the side of her neck possessively. When his knot finally deflates enough to slip free with a wet pop, he pulls out slowly, leaving her gaping and dripping onto the blanket. She stays collapsed, panting, eyes glazed with fucked out bliss as he tucks himself away, smirking down at his trembling little bitch. He helps her pull her shorts back up over her leaking pussy, smooths down her hair, and opens the door to let the hot afternoon air clear the steam. They climb out together, flushed and reeking of sex, his hand gripping her ass possessively as they walk back across the lot. Inside, the boys pretend to work, but every cock is hard, their minds burning with jealousy and filthy dreams. Michelle's thighs stick together with his cum as she leaves, tail swishing lazily, and the only thought in every man's mind is how good it must feel to fuck her raw dog in the back seat of that car. Her body, her smell, her sweetness, taken and owned so completely by her big wolf in the gritty afternoon heat.